And that brings us here to verse 2, where he makes this statement. Hear, all ye people. Now, this begins this first main division. He's going to proclaim future judgment upon Samaria. Hear, all ye people. Now, all ye people means all the people, friends. That means you, way out yonder, wherever you are today. He's talking to you. This has a message for us today, and as we've seen, that although the prophet spoke into a situation that has long since disappeared, and even the kingdom has, but their message is relevant for today because certain great principles are put down. Actually, the thing I'd like to mention here is that Micah, as several of the other prophets, gives us a philosophy of human government. He deals with that which is false and true authority in government. This would be a good book for the Democrats and the Republicans to consider in Washington today. Wouldn't hurt them to look at God's philosophy of government, because very candidly, their form is not working today. And the reason they can't make our form work is because it was put together by men. Several of them were not Christians, couldn't be called Christians, but they had respect and reverence for the Bible. And they felt that the great principles stated in the Bible were worth following. And therefore, that was woven into the web and woof of our government. And a group of godless men today can't make it work. And it will never work in the hands of godless men. And that, friends, frankly, is our problem. Our problem today in this country is not a question of this party or that party. And it's not a question of whether this will work or that will work. And there are all kinds of rationalizing today of what our problem is. But our problem today is that our government is in the hands of godless men, and it won't work. Because, you see, there is a philosophy of government given in the Bible, and these men of the past were acquainted with it. And actually, the form of government is not important. That's not the important feature at all. We think it is today. Did you know that Cromwell was a dictator in England, and they had about the best form of government they could possibly have? Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not recommending a dictator. But if you had the right kind, and when Jesus comes to reign on this earth, friends, he's going to be a dictator. And I want to say this, he's going to be the right kind. The character of the ruler is important. That's the thing that's important today. And a monarchy, a limited monarchy, an autocracy, a democracy, or a representative form of government, it makes no difference which, if the right men are in charge. I wish I could get it over to folk today that I'm not talking politics. I am talking about a philosophy of government, and I'm trying to put my finger down on what the Bible says is the problem. It's the character of the man in government. We today are so wrapped up in whether he has a TV personality or not, or whether he has charisma or not, and we are more interested in charisma than we are in character. And today, we need men of character in government, and they are few and far. Well, you just can't find them around much today. And that is what this man condemned. Over in the 3rd chapter, verse 11, he said, her heads judge for reward, and her priests teach for hire, and her prophets divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No evil can come upon us. False, you see, false prophets, false religion, false leaders. That's the big problem, and Micah puts his finger down on it.